Good morning, New Covenant. This is Matt Rushley, and on behalf of my family, Sabrina, my wife, and our kids, Leo, who's now nearly 6 and a half, and Emmett, who'll be 4 on February 9th, I wanted to say good morning and that we hope everyone is staying warm and surviving this this winter weather event that we're all experiencing. The kids have really been enjoying being in the snow and, you know, pretending to be snow plows with their little snow shovels, and I have a couple of half-built snowmen I can see out the back window here. We probably need to finish today, and they made some snow ice cream the other day. So anyway, wanted to give a little brief update from our home, and we miss everybody and hope to reconnect as soon as possible. I'm going to be reading the scripture this morning, which is Isaiah 58:6-12. Isn't this the fast I choose? Releasing the wicked restraints, untying the ropes of a yoke, setting free the mistreated, and breaking every yoke. Isn't it sharing your bread with the hungry, and bringing the homeless poor into your house, covering the naked when you see them, and not hiding from your own family? Then your light will break out like the dawn, and you will be healed quickly. Your own righteousness will walk before you, and the Lord's glory will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and the Lord God will say, I'm here. If you remove the yoke from among you, the finger-pointing, the wicked speech, if you open your heart to the hungry and provide abundantly for those who are afflicted, your light will shine in the darkness, and your gloom will be like the noon. The Lord will guide you continually and provide for you even in parched places. He will rescue your bones. You will be like a watered garden, like a spring of water that won't run dry. They will rebuild ancient ruins on your account. The foundations of generations past you will restore. You will be called the mender of broken walls, restorer of livable streets.